60 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. The Israel-Hamas war is entering a new phase days after Hamas militants killed more than 1,300 across Israeli villages. Israeli Defense Forces say they're conducting wide-scale strikes on Hamas militants in Gaza and also searching for the hostages, including Americans. Israel also issuing a 24-hour notice for Palestinians in North Gaza to leave. More than a million people live in that section of Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
There's understandable anger in Israel and a need for justice and a need for a response, for retaliation. And the Israelis have indicated that some of the cautions that they would normally take, they're not necessarily being quite as diligent this time round. On one level, that's understandable. But the consequences for the people of Gaza is that more and more civilians who don't get a say in this matter, they're just victims of it.
More than 1,800 Palestinians have died following Israeli airstrikes this week. This is ABC News. We're learning details of the tentative agreement between Kaiser Permanente and its healthcare workers.
In a deal that, if approved, would avoid any more strikes like one last week, 85,000 Kaiser workers in California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. would be under a new minimum wage, $25 an hour in California and $23 an hour elsewhere. Wages would go up by 21% over 4 years to help attract more workers to solve a staffing crisis and their other aspects of the deal. A vote on the agreement is set for next week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
UAW President Sean Fain today described a new phase of the walkout against the big three automakers, saying the union will not expand its strike today, like it usually does on Fridays, but that they're ready to add more workers to the strike at any time.
Moving forward, we will be calling out plants when we need to, where we need to, with little notice.
The UAW strike enters its fifth week. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A bill aimed at addressing financial barriers for Wisconsin residents to enter skilled trade careers has passed by unanimous vote in the state Senate committee. The Tools of the Trade program, authored by State Senator Andre Jock and Assemblyman David Murphy, would allow eligible students to qualify for up to $1,500 in assistance to pay for materials and expenses relating to the apprenticeship training program. The bill would also allocate $21,000 annually in tribal gaming revenue for Tools of the Trade grants at tribal colleges in the state. Chippewa Valley High School entered a hold situation after an undisclosed incident in the vicinity of the school. Superintendent Jeff Holmes released a statement advising parents that law enforcement officials had quickly resolved the matter and that operations at the high school returned to normal, but school officials wanted parents to know that the hold situation had been ordered. The statement did not provide additional details about the incident. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
The 7th annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. Idea Fest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with Idea Fest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media station.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Details. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Friday the 13th. Matt and Patrick here today. Hi, Patrick. How are we?
I'm doing all right. It was probably the biggest rain event we've had since last fall, probably.
It is amazing how much water has fallen out of the sky. And by the way, I might get to this a little bit later on. The clearly it is this is a May storm in mid-October. I mean, this is weird. It's just weird. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We've got a lot of things to get to. Katie Testman is joining us, coming up here in about a half hour. We are going to talk with her about her new album that's coming up. She's at the Astor Cafe, I believe, on Saturday night. Ooh la la, ooh la la. And we'll play even one or two tracks from her album. Also, 4 o'clock hour wide open. But Patrick, you have not been here. We here are giving away pay-per-view passes left and right. And we've got two ways you can win a pay-per-view pass for the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, which is coming into, well, it's coming into your own house because they are live streaming it coming up here a week from Saturday. And that is going to be over at, they're doing it from a theater in Los Angeles. You can watch it in the comfort of your own home. Stephanie, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Frangela, the whole crew. It's going to be on pay-per-view, so you can get that. Or you can try to win a pay-per-view pass so that you can enjoy the Sexy Liberal Tour on the 21st, which is a week from tomorrow, in the comfort of your own home. You can be, you know, pants on, pants off. I don't judge. Anywho, so there's two ways we're giving away the pay-per-view passes. The first way is later on sometime in this show, I'll call for a certain number of caller. And that number caller, if you are that number caller, guess what? You will win yourself a pay-per-view pass to go watch the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show a week from tomorrow. The other way you can do that is basically we have, of course, we've got our social medias because we're like the hip kids. Yeah, and the fact that I just use the term hip kids just tells you everything right there, doesn't it? Yesterday, so what happens is at 9 a.m., up on the Facebook page and on the Twitter page and on the Instagram page, we make a post. It's pretty clear which post it is. You have to make the correct comment in the comment section. If you do that, you could win yourself a pay-per-view pass. You'll be entered in. Brett and Patrick have made the have pulled the number here. Is it Dinah Debbie is the winner today?
That's right, Edina Debbie.
Edina Debbie, congratulations. You have got yourself a free pay-per-view pass to watch the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show a week from tomorrow. Congratulations. We will not be doing it tomorrow, but on Monday, and I'm going to write this down because we need to remember this. On Monday at 9 a.m., Brett is going to wake up, you know, rub the dreams from his eyes, open up the drapes, see the glorious sunshine, realize, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock. What am I doing with my life? And then he is going to go to his social media pages and post the post. And here is the phrase that you need to post in the comment section on either the AM950 Twitter page, the AM950 Facebook page, or the AM950 Instagram page. Sexy liberal man crush. That's right. You know who I'm talking about. That's right. I've got my man crush for John Fugelsang. He is brilliant. I'm a big fan of his. So sexy liberal man crush. That is your phrase that pays. It is the comment, what you have to put in the comments on the social media post on Monday for your chance at winning. Everyone that puts the correct phrase in there, sexy liberal man crush, everyone that puts that phrase in there will be entered in. We'll randomly pick one person, and that person will get the pay-per-view pass. Or, once again, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, we're going to be giving away pay-per-view passes on the air here on the radio show. So listen for your chance to win, courtesy of AM 950 and the fine folks at Stephanie Miller, who have been very kind to us to give us these pay-per-view passes to give away. That's very nice of you. We really do appreciate it. 952-946-6205. Friday the 13th, that do anything for you there, Patrick? Scary, boo-boo, anything like that?
Not at all, really.
It is a triskaidekaphobia, if I'm not mistaken. It's the fear of Friday the 13th, the fear of the number 13. I don't know why Friday the 13th. You could have just made it Tuesday the 13th. I don't know. I mean, it just Friday the 13th has got a better press rep. It is Friday the 13th, so how about something super scary for you? Yes, why not? Fourth grade students at a Florida school were left traumatized after their teacher showed them the movie that depicted Winnie the Pooh and his friend Piglet going on a murderous rampage. This according to the New York Times. Did you see this movie that was coming out?
I actually didn't know it had come out because I had heard about it and then I never heard about it again. So I had no idea that it had been released. So I'm assuming it was not very good.
Well, it's a horrible idea and I get it and I get it. And I know contrarian horror film fan, this is just what we wanted. Okay. So a long time ago, I was watching, I think I was watching VH1, maybe, I don't know, maybe Comedy Central, I don't know. And they were re-airing, this was at 10 a.m., an episode of Mad TV. You know, I don't know if you ever saw Mad TV, but it was, you know, occasionally funny. In this episode of Mad TV, they depicted the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sketch. Only the sketch wasn't as the claymation classic goes. This was some sort of gangland war where eventually Yukon Cornelius guns down Santa and all the elves. It's pretty violent. And here it is, 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. And I kept saying to myself, oh my God, what are you doing? I get it. We're making it funny because you and about six other people thought, this is going to be hilarious. Fine. You are also, I don't know if you remember, there was also a bit on Saturday Night Live where the guy was, one of the guys that was on Saturday Night Live pretended to be the reviewer from the 1860s who gave Lincoln a bad review for the Gettysburg Address. And he would give his thoughts on everything else. And of course, the concept was everything was bad. And he said, right, while talking about Snoopy and Charlie Brown Christmas, he said, you know, refer to the Family Guy who killed off their dog on their show. He said, if you ask me, they killed off the wrong dog. And the crowd booed horribly because you just don't do some things with these classics. You don't make horror films. And frankly, sickos, you don't make porn. Okay. Okay, no, I don't think you do, all right? Because you're going to go down a bad path here. You're taking a beloved classic, and especially in that, by the way, that Mad TV one I mentioned, that one looked a lot like the show, so I could just see some kid going, oh my God, they're playing my favorite, oh my God, and just traumatized for life. And of course, there is no culpability, no personal responsibility, none of this stuff. It's just, we made something funny. It's your responsibility to tell the kids. Well, I mean, Mad TV used to air at night. This was airing in syndication. I'm stunned they aired it at that point. I was stunned. Now, in this case in Florida, I don't quite know what was going on here. Because the movie titled Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, tells the story of how the once lovable, honey-obsessed bear turns feral after his best friend Christopher Robin leaves for college. Enraged by Robin's abandonment, P- Pooh and Piglet developed a seething hatred of humanity. And, it as you can imagine, it doesn't go well. They go on a feature-length killing spree during which they slay a group of female university students who have the misfortune of renting a cabin in the 100-acre wood. Yeah, hey kids, grab some popcorn. Some of the children were so traumatized by the movie they were offered counseling. Parent Michelle Diaz said the teacher continued to play the movie even after some children complained they were disturbed by it. The movie contains some classic Winnie the Pooh kind of scenes, including one there, people getting their heads crushed, and then one being of a person being chucked into a wood chipper. Hey kids, it's Eeyore. There's also stabbing, face ripping, knife slicing, neck slicing, arm snapping, whipping, eyeballs popping out, and much, much more. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those films where the entire point of it is just the violence. I mean, really, that's why Patrick, you know, you heard it was coming out, but it didn't go anywhere because it was just the point of it is the violence. And I'm not saying films like that can't have some sort of, you know, tongue-in-cheek quality to them, literally sometimes. But, I mean, it's just most of that is just plain crap. And the frankly, the number of streaming services that just generally need content, you get more and more and more and more of this. Where, I mean, it makes it almost seem like when you go back and watch one of the original Friday the 13th, it almost seems like it's folksy. It almost seems like you're watching something that's like really good. This today is just, it's here's a bunch of kids. They're all going to die in horrible ways. Get ready for fun. And I mean, I'm sorry. I do kind of get a point of society is like, I wouldn't want my kids. I mean, I would be very concerned if my kids were obsessed with these kind of movies. And I get it. You say they're harmless fun, but if you consistently watch films, I mean, of say drug usage, people using drugs, and you just keep doing, watch this guy. Is that just harmless fun, or are you kind of a weirdo? And just because these films have a bit of a marketing ploy, I don't know. Anyway, Common Sense Media adding the F word is sporadically appears in the movie. So, you know, vocab time, kids. School principal Vera Hirsch claimed in the New Times that as soon as the teacher realized what was being shown, the movie was turned off. The issue has been thoroughly addressed with the teacher, students, and parents. Our students are in school and doing fine. We really did address all the concerns, Hirsch said. Doesn't mean these kids aren't traumatized. And I also want to say this. The fact that this movie was on and people were kind of like, are you sure you want to show this movie? I got some real questions about the teacher. Because that individual doesn't sound like they're right in the head. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. Once again, Katie Tessman is going to be joining us here in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about her brand new album. Yay! It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Shamblot Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So I want to give an update in regards to the shooting that happened yesterday, because once again, I'm getting inundated with the numerous people screaming and yelling about, oh, the guns never killed anybody. You better ban hammers. I don't remember hammers being able to, you know, wipe out five cops very quickly. And so, yeah, you can just stop that. A Benton County man is charged with multiple counts of attempted murder after prosecutors say he shot and wounded five police officers, telling his wife it was his day to die. Court records list a dozen felony charges against 64-year-old Carl Thomas Holmberg of Glendorado Township. Once again, small town. Six of those counts are for attempted murder for allegedly shooting those five officers. The firing of a six member of the Sherburne County Drug Task Force who is not hit, six counts of first-degree attempted murder of a peace officer, six counts of first-degree assault using a deadly force against a peace officer for allegedly shooting a law enforcement as they executed a search warrant. Now, I want to make sure I mention something here. This is all the counts we have so far. Six for first-degree attempted murder of a peace officer and six counts of first-degree assault by using deadly force. Okay. I'll come back to that. Criminal complaint against Holmberg documents what unfolded in rural Benton County address beginning around 7:10 a.m. on October 12th when the drug task force members and an accompanying deputies were attempting to execute a knock-and-announce narcotics search warrant. BCA investigators said, and they say they haven't released the search warrant, but I mean, it's clear what they were looking for. This is an individual who had some trouble with drugs in the past. BCA investigators said body cam showed the team approaching the front door of Holmberg's single-story home, loudly announcing police search warrant multiple times. The door to a home is seen opening. Officers enter the living room, and a male voice can be heard responding. Seconds later, the complaint alleges gunshots are heard, and the more shots are fired as the officers scramble to retreat. Prosecutors said one task force member was shot in the arm, a second was shot in the chest and hip, a third was shot in the hand, two more were shot but not wounded. They were hit in there. Bulletproof vest, but they still got checked out. As of Friday morning, two officers still remained hospitalized at North Memorial Medical Center. At a press conference on Thursday afternoon, Benton County Sheriff Troy Heck said the officers who were shot were members of the Sherburne County Drug Task Force, were working undercover. Three of the victims were Sherburne County Sheriff's deputies, while the other two officers are investigators with the Princeton and Elk River Police Departments who joined them. Investigators interviewed Holmberg's wife, who reportedly told them she awoke to the defendant telling her they were here. She said she looked at a video monitor, which, by the way, the fact that they in their bedroom have apparently a video monitor on the premises, I think says a lot about some things. They saw police outside the home, and her husband allegedly told her it was his day to die, the complaint said. She described hearing a door being kicked in, her husband allegedly firing blindly through the closed bedroom door with a military-style rifle. According to the criminal complaint, Holmberg asked his wife to join the fight. When she refused, she goes to the hell to the no on that one. He allegedly called her a coward. Holmberg was also shot while exchanging fire with the officers. He was eventually taken to custody in a standoff that lasted more than 4 hours. He was flown to North Memorial Medical, where the defendant is being treated for his wounds. BCA agents conducted a bedside interview with Holmberg in the hospital. He reportedly told them he was in the bedroom, heard the task force members announce themselves, did not feel they had the right to be there. Holmberg alleged that the officers attempted to enter his bedroom and shots were exchanged. During the search of Holmberg's home following the incident, BCA crime scene specialists recovered multiple handguns, a shotgun, a rifle allegedly used to shoot the officers, and a weapon dropped by one of the officers. Shell casings were also recovered both in the bedroom and the living room area. Along with the 6 counts of first-degree attempted murder of a police officer, Carl Holmberg is also charged with 6 counts of first-degree assault using a deadly force against a police officer. The Minnesota BCA continues to investigate the incident. Now, I have brought up the point that this is an individual who indeed has had a criminal past, but the laws in the state of Minnesota make it to where this person could easily have gotten past the timeline or gotten a doctor's notification that allowed him to get a gun. And I have made the point that regardless of whether the gun is legal or illegal, the gun is still lethal. You know, that's one of the things which it's amazing to me. The right wing trolls, and I'm including Walter Hudson, the representative, who's the right wing trolls like to try to make the argument that the only guns that are bad guns are the illegal ones. That somehow, if a cop gets shot by a legal firearm, I guess that's more righteous and justified, benevolent, or whatever the case may be, because that was a legally owned firearm. It's they only get mad about people firing firearms when they're illegal weapons. The problem with this case is it's pretty clear very quickly whether or not these guns would be illegal or not. This guy could have easily amassed this arsenal legally. And if you are a police officer and you are in rural Minnesota, this is becoming a real threat. Legally armed thugs who basically can open fire and can instantaneously, because of one gun, legal or not, can take on 5 police officers, and the 5 police officers, frankly, don't really have a chance. Because that's what guns do. Matt, are you going to ban cars? So the police are not going to get out of the way of the car? If cars killed as many people as guns do, in this way that people use them as a weapon to ram people with their car, I guarantee you there'd be a lot more rules about cars. I mean, there are car accidents, and frankly, we are fraudulent when it comes to dealing with drinking and driving. Frankly, I think we should. I have no problem with putting a breathalyzer in every car in America that you have to blow into it to be able to start the vehicle. I have no problem with that. But the reality is you don't see people get behind the wheel of a car and Mercedes man somebody where they basically start driving as far as they can at people trying to kill people with their car. Because if that was happening in any kind of capacity with the same sort of consistency as gun violence does, we would actually have laws on the books about that. No, this is the great conundrum for the Republicans and for the police, because the police love the blind, the laws that basically say that they can never be held accountable. I have said numerous times that because of Republicans, they have written the law where a police officer could be off duty, drunk as a skunk in a bar. He could look at some guy and say, I'm going to shoot you. Get into his car, drive drunk home, go get his weapon drunk, drive back drunk back to the bar, and basically shoot that guy. And all he has to do to get off the hook is basically say, I was scared. I thought their cell phone was a gun. I was scared. And that's what the Republicans have done. But the trade-off for this blind allegiance to the Republican Party for police is this: your target practice. Unfortunately, that's the truth. Because the Republicans are not going to do a damn thing to stop a guy like this from getting armed to the freaking gills. Heck, they're not going to do any damn thing to stop illegal guns outside of say, well, better not get caught. Unless, of course, it's in the hands of a black person in Minneapolis. Then all of a sudden, we'll go to all ends. But if it's a white guy in rural America, well, you know, he just loves the Second Amendment. I mean, why are we persecuting him? No, the trade-off you have to for this blind allegiance is that you have to be target practice, because the Republican Party is, they don't even acknowledge the fact that when it's a legally obtained gun, that that can be used in a crime. Jesus. They don't even, they just don't even want to acknowledge the fact that there is no axe or hammer or pipe or car that has the lethality of a gun. I have fired them in my life. I am a U.S. Army vet. I can tell you right now, guns kill, and they kill with stunning accuracy. And they can take some belligerent idiot in Glendorado and turn him into enough of a fighting force where five trained officers, experienced trained officers, don't have a chance. So police, I want to make sure you understand something. You may not like the Democrats or the left because you feel as though there's going to be too much accountability. You know what we're not trying to make you do? Turn you into freaking targets. Because the Republican Party will do nothing. Oh, sure, they'll go to the funeral, or they'll go out there and they'll do a photo op, but they're sure as hell not going to do anything to stop the next psychopath from gunning down cops. They just will not. And that's the trade-off you guys have had to make. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Complete 180 on topic ideas here. When we come back, Katie Tessman is going to join us. We're going to talk about her new album. It is The Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Join the team that saves lives. About 2,300 people in Minnesota are waiting for a life-saving transplant at this very moment. And while men are more likely to need a transplant, they're less likely than women to register as organ donors. No matter your age or health, let's help tackle the waiting list. Make your game plan to register as a donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Is your home ready for the holidays? Be honest, how does your carpet look and smell right now? Okay, maybe you have a carpet disaster on your hands, but that's why you should call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Some people hire a deal of the day carpet cleaner to save a little money, but trust shouldn't come that easily. Don't DIY it. Call Zero Res because you know it's safe and effective. That's why this month you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $149 and take $75 off when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Spell it forward or backward, it's the same. Zero Res. Refresh, restore, and protect your investment. Call Zero Res to clean your business the right way so your floors and surfaces stay cleaner longer without the harmful chemicals the other guys use.
Mental health and substance use disorders are complex, stigmatizing, and can be overwhelming issues for families to face. Finding the right diagnosis and care can sometimes feel impossible, especially when you don't know where to start looking. Hazelden Betty Ford understands what your family is going through. Hazelden Betty Ford's patient access team will direct you towards a clear path forward, in-network with most insurances. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
With their AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson.
Matt McNeil,
with the
show
rain
four.
Today with a high near 49. Tonight, more rain with a low around 44. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 52. Join Matt McNeil weekdays 3 to 5 p.m. to win a free pay-per-view pass to the live stream of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour show October 21st. Get the daily password from Matt, comment on our social media post by 2 p.m. the next day, and winners will be revealed during Matt's show. Check AM 950 social media for details.
Gold. And
It won't hold on much longer. I have trusted you with my heart, and that's a start. But it's time to let go.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. That's the song Kiss Me. It's off the latest album from Katie Tessman, who is kind enough to join us today to talk about her new album. And of course, at the Astor Cafe on a Saturday night, she's kind enough to take some time to talk about things. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on today.
No, it's my pleasure to have you on. As congratulations on that. I think I can't remember the last time we talked. We talked a few months back about you and the music.
In February.
Yes, and you have been busy.
Yes, I have.
Now
in February, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I released a single and an accompanying lyric picture book called Hero Now Crowned in celebration of all the hardships we have overcome as individuals and as a group. And then I've been recording an album. And tomorrow, the 9-song album will be released into the world.
And the album is called Fly, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a, you know, obviously a large endeavor, and I've had lots of musicians on to talk about this. Let's start about how you approach the album, because one of the things I find is interesting is there's a lot of times the artist will have is like, hey, you know what, I got like 4 or 5 songs already in the noggin right now, at least maybe not honed down, not perfect, not shined up, but there. Was that how it kind of worked with you?
Yes and no. I had joined a songwriting challenge right after the pandemic. So it was in 2022, I decided I'm going to start writing songs again. Now, before I became a mom 20 years ago, I was a touring musician writing songs all the time. So that totally stopped for me. And then so just recently, I've been inspired to start writing songs, and it's been feeling so good. And when I decided to start recording, I did some singles. So I did a handful of singles this past year, and then I found Michael Koppelman, who is a brilliant music producer. And we teamed up and we looked at all of the new songs I've written over the past 2 years and came up with this collection, and we're calling it Fly.
You do what you just described. I think one of the interesting things is you and we know each other because our kids went to the same school together and we've known each other for many years, and I adore you. And one of the things which is interesting is being in that same age bracket, that generation as you with the kids and they're graduating. How intimidating was it to go back 20 years and say, you know, I used to write music. Can I still do it today? It's obviously, I think a lot of people that write music obviously can draw upon their life experiences, and you have tons of those to draw off of. But I mean, is there an intimidating factor that comes in and you're just sort of saying, you know, have I aged out of something like this? Or is this something that's going to just like a bike back at it again?
I think because of everything that I have overcome, I am just, my attitude about being creative is if you like it, great. If you don't, go find something else you like. It's an amazing realization that I've come to being a 14-year cancer survivor, raising my two boys, everything that I have overcome. I've got things to say, and it seems like people are appreciating what I'm saying with my music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very optimistic, but this collection of songs really get to the heart of those tough, melancholy emotions that we all feel in life.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am old. I'm sort of focusing now on what is my legacy? What am I leaving behind? And I'm not a if I build it, they will come sort of artist.
Mm-hmm.
I am more of I want to publish these things, whether it be my books or my music, because I want to leave something behind for my children and my grandchildren whenever that happens.
Well, and you want to enjoy it too, and it's what you enjoy. I commend you because I think you did the, you know, if I can just my personal, you know, 2 cents on it, you did the right path. You have kids, you become, that's where your focus is. You know, it's the days of you, you know, kind of doing things that are for yourself. All of a sudden you have kids and you're taking care of them. And here you are. And I imagine some of these songs, I imagine, have been kind of the ideas for them, or at least the inspiration for some of them, probably have been kicking around a while. It just is one of those things where, and your mind never really, I imagine, shut it down. It was like, oh, I could write a song about this. And then 5 years later, you're actually doing it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And I had started writing songs during the pandemic because we were all home. Stuck. My younger son started producing this new music.
Mm-hmm.
My older son started playing guitar, and then I started writing, and it was so surprising. You know, we got a bunch of lemons. This is what we did with our lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then joining this songwriting challenge through a Facebook group that's open to everybody all over the world. We get a prompt, and usually it's just one word. And that is the thing that triggers those experiences that I've had 12 years ago
mm-hmm.
or 6 years ago. And it kind of conjures up the feelings that I can express through music.
And by the way, one of the things I thought you hear there is you see your kids start getting into it. And I'm just going to give you one thing. It's like, I actually now have a clarinet again because I have watched my son played trumpet. My first daughter played saxophone. My youngest daughter plays trombone. And
so talented.
And I said to myself, you know, I can revisit this. And so I think that we should never underestimate the way that your children can inspire you to go back and revisit things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, being a parent, you get the opportunity to kind of relive your childhood a little bit. Because I was one of those parents that was on the playground playing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you get to go to concerts and sporting events, and then you get to be inspired to do stuff. Well, you know, the kid takes ceramics class, and you remember that you used to do glass blowing. So then you can go back and do that. It's really amazing being a parent and raising these little humans to be adults.
You talked about, and Katie Tesman joining us right now, her new album Fly comes out tomorrow. She's going to be at the Astor Cafe as well tomorrow night. Big deals all about. When you're putting together an album, and it is interesting that we talk about this because, I mean, most kids today, they, because of the way we get music nowadays, are more single-based. It's kind of one of those things. And so the concept of the album, I think, is I don't know if it's necessarily getting lost, but I think it definitely is not as sought after as it was before. But here you are, you're saying, no, I'm building an album. Talk about that a little bit. You've got singles, but how do you piece that together to make sure the right song is right, you know, in order at that point?
Well, working with a gifted producer like Michael Koppelman helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Koppelman is also a Hopkins Schools parent. So, yay. And he has a rich history working for Prince at Paisley Park. He is kind and loving and has a real gift at communicating to me and other people. He's been producing more people lately and crafting and arranging songs. And I felt heard when I said, I want an album that has different chapters of like a person's life or a year of all the obstacles and the summits that you can celebrate. So I want to cover all the emotions, and I do in this collection. There's a co-write that we did together. Michael and I wrote a song, and that's on the album. And then I also covered a Minnesota songwriter named Tim Cheesebro. I fell in love with one of his songs and covered that as well. So, yeah, people can do singles now. People could do like a three-song EP. You can do a double album mm-hmm. of 24 songs. There's lots of things that you can do now in this digital age. But we are still pressing CDs. Lots of people are doing vinyl now because it's a nice... I love holding a book, and just like I love holding an album. So there's ways that listeners can support beyond the streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have special merchandise available
Ooh.
At my shows. Yeah, yeah.
Get the merch early, kids.
I got book bags made, of course. Being an author, I need to have a book bag, a fly book bag.
One of the things that's interesting, I talked to Austin Dury, who came on from the band Dury. And,
I am their biggest fan.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love Austin Dury. They're fantastic. And it's great to see them. They're doing their tours now. And it's one of the things that's really interesting. And when you talk about what you can do to release music, they did it on TikTok. And all of a sudden, and they came about it the really kind of the reverse way. I mean, they became internet celebrities, and then they all of a sudden it's like, we got to make some albums. And it's like, and so there is a freedom, I think, with the technology today, no matter how you want to approach it, whether it's, the singles or doubles, or if you're doing just live music, or you do want to record, or if you just want to do stuff for the internet. There are so many ways, I think, that musicians can get out there now and get that music heard.
Yes, and there's different ways of different audiences, and you reach an audience in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So with Dury, they reached a TikTok audience. I remember going to the New Band Night concert at the First Avenue.
Yeah.
And Dury headlined. It was delayed because of COVID, but it was amazing being in an audience singing along to the New Band Night, to Dury songs, and everybody knew all the words. Mm-hmm. And they're a new band. So cool. Oh. Yes.
We're going to run the tour here, because you've already been to Grand Rapids, Duluth. You're at the Astor Cafe. And by the way, you've played the Astor a few times, correct?
No, this will be my second. The first time I was there was in February. I've done the 318 in Excelsior, which is another beautiful listening room here in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
But yep.
All right.
I'll be there in November.
And you're going to be in Minneapolis in November, Northfield on the 19th, Wyoming on the 26th, St. Joseph on the 29th, Chaska on the 4th of November, Red Wing on the 9th, Aiken on the 11th, Excelsior on the 15th, Shakopee on the 16th, and then back into Minneapolis, the northeast side, December 2nd. So you're taking a little break for Thanksgiving there. So, you are kind of doing a nice little tour here. That's got to be kind of fun as well, because it's not just releasing the album, but then getting out and playing the songs for the audience.
Yes, exactly. And last weekend when I was in Grand Rapids and Duluth, my son Lewis was with me. He's my sideman. He's my lead guitar, and that song that we just heard, "Kiss Me," he's playing the slide guitar on that song.
Wow.
So it's some of these shows are the full band. Like tomorrow night, I am at the Astor Cafe with my whole band, Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles,
mm-hmm.
with Nikki Lemire as a special guest, and sitting in, and she, on the album she played harp, and she sang harmonies. But when I'm going to Northfield, I'll be solo. Mm-hmm. And Red Wing, solo. But when I go up to Aiken, I'll be with Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So all these different shows on this tour are going to be different renditions, and audience members get to hear the songs and in different ways. And then here, I always like to share the stories behind the songs, too.
And you do it, because I saw you over at Park Tavern, and you were playing over there this summer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Loved seeing you over there, and you would talk a little bit about the songs every time. It was good fun to see you there. It's got to be to a point. I've always said this about me and when my father was around, that if, you know, it's like we were watching. I remember when The Amazing Race came on out, and my friend said, "Would you ever do that?" And I said, "If I went on The Amazing Race with my father, I just sit down at the very beginning, saying we're out the first ones. We're just I can already save myself this, because for me there is this, okay, I know where this is going to go wrong." But the reality is this with your son, and especially in the music industry, this is a gift. You, the ability to be able to look at your son, give him real world playing experience and musician experience, and kind of help guide his own career. I think that is magnificent.
It is, and it is very unique. And I am feeling so lucky that it's working so well. Lewis is an amazing person, and his talent for playing guitar is it's hard to articulate how good he is and not sound like I'm his mother. I'm so proud of him. But he's in two other bands, too. So he is sought after. And so I don't know how long it's going to last that I'll have his, you know, he'll be available to play with me. But the other day he said, "Mom, you are a prolific songwriter, and I love playing your songs."
No.
So that's really sweet. Being 20 years old,
yes,
he's pretty grown up.
All right, I'm going to mention this first. Okay, the album Fly is going to be out tomorrow. Astor Cafe tomorrow. Lots of merch. Buy that. You can catch the show. Thanks. Katie Testman with the Turnbuckles. Now, you had said, I'm going to let you have the final word here, because you had said you like to tell the story a little bit about some of the songs. We're going to play Vines here as we go on out here. What's okay. The story? What's the story about Vines?
This is the debut single off my album that was released a couple weeks ago. I had written it for the challenge. It was late winter. The prompt word was vines. And I was thinking a lot about love, all different kinds of love, romantic love, platonic love, the love that I have for my children. And love will always continue. It will persevere, much like a grapevine in Minnesota in your backyard. It will take over the pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it is strong. It is persistent. It's relentless and determined. And that's what this song is about. When I wrote it and I submitted it for the challenge, it's not a contest. It's a challenge to practice writing. And then you get a variety of comments, and we cheerlead each other. And we comment on what we'd like for each other's thing and praise them and ask about their chord progression. But this song had collected some dust. But Michael Koppelman, when we sat down to look at the songs, to what he wanted to expand with my band, this was the first song he wanted to do.
Okay.
And we have Jillian Ray doing the strings part, violin, viola, and cello. And then Nikki Lemire singing those harmonies and playing harp. And Michael Koppelman is playing the acoustic guitar on this. And, oh, I am so pleased with how it turned out. And then tomorrow night at the concert, we'll have a Turnbuckles version.
Okay.
And we'll have drums and Lewis's slide guitar playing. So it's a song that can sound a variety of different ways, but it's about how love perseveres.
Fly is the album. It is out right now. You can catch Katie Testman and the Turnbuckles at the Astor Cafe tomorrow night. You can listen right now. Here is Vines from Katie Testman. Katie, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today. All my best.
Yes. Thank you, Matt.
Take care. Vines from Katie Testman right here on AM 950.
it down, cut it back, I can try. But it will always reach for the sky, searching and longing, demanding to fly. But most times it leads to goodbye, mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled, mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled. It falls hard.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
I've known Katie for, 15 years. I remember her kids were in the same elementary school as my kids. And I've known her ever since. And I mean, she is such a book, fan. She'd come in and do story time with the kids. And my youngest daughter loved story time with Katie. Loved it. She just thought it was the best thing. And so it's just wonderful. And I think that, we're not old. I mean, she said we're old. We're not really that old. I'm turning 55 next week, and I still got a lot to say and a lot to do. And I think that that's the case. And I think one of the things that shouldn't, whether it's her going back and writing songs again or myself, I picking up a clarinet again, don't be afraid to go back and revisit things, because you might remember. It's like, oh, that's right. I really enjoyed this. So that's all, I think it's just wonderful. So go get Katie's album. It's out right now. Go see her at the Astor Cafe tomorrow. I enjoy her. I saw her over at Park Tavern this summer. She was over there playing on the patio, and it was good stuff. Go catch her over at the Astor Cafe. And then once again, she is playing on a variety of locations. Northfield on the 19th, Wyoming on the 26th, St. Joseph on the 29th, Chaska on the 4th, and Red Wing on November 9th. Reminder, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll be looking for a certain number caller. If you are that caller, you will win yourself a pay-per-view pass to go see the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show, which is a week from tomorrow from Los Angeles. Steph, the whole crew, special guest too. I know there are some special guests. As a matter of fact, I know this. It's going to be good stuff. So you might want to get those pay-per-view passes right now. Your chance to win a pay-per-view pass, that's coming up next hour right here on AM 950.
The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Your friends and your family will have a great time with the fantastic food like the pizzas, appetizers, burgers, entrees, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, the wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone age 1 to 100. Come see for yourself. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Hi, it's Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings, heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 950. Each week, I bring you timely information on finances, AARP updates, Minnesota Department of Health information, what's going on around our area, a spiritual message, my words to the wise, history notes, and more. So tune in this Saturday.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.